Let's go. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
That's who we are.
Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I'm working hard for the money.
Ba-bum, ba-dum.
I'm working so hard for that coin.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
I like the greens. When I say the greens, I mean cold hard cash.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
I
had a dream.
I have hands and pies. I have many hands and pies at the moment. Can I just explain to you, Graham, what my brain is feeling like?
Are you frazzled?
The right side of my brain wants to chase Matt Damon hard. Like, I want to go whole hog. I'm reading a few things, though, that's telling me he might not even be in this country anymore. That voice in my head is saying, give up. Give up, it's over. And I go, no! Because what if he's there? What if he is here? So I'm chasing that. Then on the left side, Doja Cat. I have a rap I have to try and learn. I put pressure on myself. I put it on my Instagram yesterday to put pressure on me to learn it.
Because
I know if I didn't put it on Instagram, it's the same with that negotiating diploma. I have it at the back of my mind. I need to keep doing it because I've already committed to it. It's a good way. If you're listening to this and you're scared that you're not going to commit to something, shower it on your social media.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to say it on the show as well if you're doing something. You see, the thing is, with my typing, I haven't gone near it since I was tested on air. So that was my thing. I wanted to be doing on air, and then on air I was like, because I haven't finished the course.
Yeah.
There's still a few more bits and bobs to do. I stopped.
Man, I don't.
I'm going to go back into it.
I was saying to our friend and my roommate, Sean, there's not enough time in the day for me to get stuff done. It isn't.
I think people are more busy now. Well, especially if you have kids. So you've got them to look after because they're not at school. I know my housemate, Coxie, the computer is slower than it will be in work. So I think he's actually doing more work at home. People are working really hard at home because you have to wait for email replies. You can't just walk up to somebody and say, can you do this or can I get this? So they're waiting longer. So I think people are finding that it's longer. They're longer days.
You know what's difficult
not
about
for us though.
The Doja Cat rap? I actually learnt nearly 6 lines yesterday. You would have seen it on my Instagram.
Nathan.
_ Riley _. And
give him a follow.
I've forgotten it overnight.
Do you know what the funny thing is?
I don't know how I'm going to be able to remember.
Just the realization of the two of us, right? Two men without families. We're part of families. We don't have our own kids and wives and stuff. That our biggest concern, mine is learning to type and yours is learning 6 lines of a rap. And that's how we're like,
yes,
I don't have enough time in the day.
It can weigh you down.
It's stressful, isn't it?
Give me an honest feeling about this Matt Damon. Tell me.
I actually think we could get him. I honestly do.
Do you think he's in the country? How do you feel?
Don't know, but I think if we find out where he is, there's no reason why he can't take a trip down. Oh, there is. You're not 2 kilometres.
Not 2 kilometres.
I was going to say you could just wait to see any movement in the house.
Yeah.
Unless it's all hidden.
We don't know where he is. I would get arrested if I
you would. No, you would. Imagine the guard pulling you over.
What you in for?
It's like, where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to see if I can find Matt Damon. Oh yeah, of course, essential service.
Get on it.
But say it's work.
I'm in work. I need to see Matt Damon.
Nah, don't do that. That's against the law. You shouldn't do that. Stay at home. Stay within 2 kilometres. I actually think, do you know what? I have a good feeling about it. And we've got another thing going now. We're trying to figure out as well how we can set people up on dates in this isolation
time.
We're
trying to think about that. See, there's a lot going on now. Do you see how trying to set up dates might take my foot off the Matt Damon gas?
Just got to stay committed, man.
You got to stay committed.
You got to be whole out. One thing at a time in the brain, and then when that's done, you get the next thing.
That's a good way to think about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you have tasks to do, just focus one at a time. I'll give my all.
So
one at a time.
You're learning Doja Cat. Just worry about Doja Cat and then worry about Matt Damon when Doja Cat is over. Right, on the show tomorrow, we ask you, or today, whatever. I don't know.
What is time? Who cares?
I'm against it. I'm really against
what
it.
What year are we in?
We ask you, do you want to keep or get rid of a very popular
segment?
It's
downtown. Oh, damn it.
Nathan Knows Nothing returns. Here's the podcast.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
7 a.m. This is.
And this
is. 103.8.
Good morning. It is 7:04 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Thank you very much for tuning in this morning. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man is Nathan O'Reilly.
Yeehaw! Howdy ho! What's going on? I actually got a taxi this morning to work, believe it or not. And when I got into the car, my taxi driver looked behind me and went, "It's just you, me, and the cockroaches left."
What?
He just said that.
That must be a film quote. Did he say it in that accent?
He said it probably not with that American twang. "Just you, me, and the cockroaches left."
You.
Bear with us for a second. We're Googling if that quote is in any film. If you know if it's in a film, 087-711-1038.
There's a very explicit song coming up called "You and the Cockroach" from Hobo Johnson.
Oh, maybe.
That I can't read out.
Yeah, maybe he was singing that to me.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
7:11 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan, Roddy Ricch and The Box. It's coming, I promise.
Is it actually?
I have a remix coming. Roddy Ricch, The Box, featuring My Gate. It's in production.
I set Graham the challenge nearly a month ago, and I don't care anymore. It's too late.
No, it's in production. Guarantee you. Going to be another nice day today. Highs of 12 degrees, very similar to yesterday. And with everyone having to stay indoors, people are getting very creative in how they meet up. A lot more video calls are happening. And there's only so much video call you can do with a group of friends that someone has to create something.
I'm putting it out there. I think video calls is literally just to take a screenshot to put on your Instagram 100%. To show, hey, I have friends that aren't my parents.
You haven't put many pictures on your Instagram. You haven't many video calls?
Not having a huge amount, if I'm honest with you.
You did have a video call with your family, though. Your parents, your brother, his girlfriend, myself, your one friend, Mark, and your girlfriend, Becca.
Why aren't you including yourself as a friend?
I did, I said me.
Oh, yeah.
I know I'm a colleague.
I didn't have my colleague on. I have my friend. I see you as my friend.
You see me at work. We're work colleagues. Anyway, you did that a couple of weeks ago. No, you did it last weekend, was it?
No, it was the weekend before that. Clearly, it was memorable for you.
You hosted a table quiz.
Yeah, it didn't go too great.
Virtual table quiz.
I did 5 rounds, 3 questions, and my mum was heckling me throughout.
You inspired me. I decided I was going to do one for my family. The O'Toole family.
Amazing. When is it? Because I'd like to join.
I'm writing it. I'm currently writing it. Difficult, you will probably understand this. Difficult to come up with questions.
Yeah, I just went online and just had quiz questions.
So when I was writing them, I was like, I wanted some original ones. And then I got fed up. So I started stealing some of yours.
Did you actually?
So I did, how many Oscars has the Titanic won?
Yeah.
I did that one. But then I came a little bit unstuck because I wanted to just research your questions. And one of your questions was, what is the most populated city in the world?
Yeah.
And you said the answer was Shanghai. It's not.
It is.
Because I did research.
What are you talking about?
The top 3 most populated cities in the world. At 3 is Shanghai with 23 million. In 2nd is Delhi in India. And the most populated city in the world with a full 15 million more people than Shanghai is Tokyo.
Oh.
In Japan.
Why are you doing this?
And then I was like, God, that was a great question. Which country has the most lakes in the world?
Yeah, I said Canada.
You said Canada.
Yeah, and I said, you should know this, Graham.
Yeah, I should have. If it was right, Finland has the most lakes in the world.
No, it doesn't.
According to the government of Finland, they have 187,888 lakes. According to the government of Canada, they have 31,752 lakes. So,
look, you lost fair and square.
What's going on, man?
You lost.
What's
when is
on?
This quiz? When can I join?
He can't even get things right when he's reading them off Google.
I want to join this quiz. When is it?
It happened. It was on this morning before the show. Sorry. It's Post Malone in Circles.
Couldn't have been.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Here's a juicy headline for you. Mike Tyson once offered a zookeeper $10,000 in the hope that he'd let him fight a silverback gorilla.
Well, there's a Netflix documentary.
Now, I have a lot of quotes on the sheet of paper, and I'm going to read it like a children's book.
Oh,
because I think it's a lovely story. Maybe you might play some music that is fitting for it, Graham. I pay the worker.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, and I'm going to embody Mike Tyson.
I paid a worker at New York Zoo to reopen it just for me and Robin. That's his wife. When we got to the gorilla cage, there was one big silverback gorilla there just bullying all the other gorillas. They were so powerful, but their eyes were like an innocent infant. I offered the attendant $10,000 to open the cage and let's smash the silverback snot box. He declined.
Snot box. What a word. I've never heard nose described as a snot box.
Now, Mike kept multiple white tigers in his home for more than a decade. He explained, I had three of them in my house. This is how it happened.
Did he fight the gorilla or not?
He never fought the gorilla.
All right, good.
He wouldn't be allowed to.
It's good. Well, your man let him in at night time. Fellow might be accepting a few...
Brown envelopes.
Yeah, well, he did accept $10,000, so... Well, I don't know why we're whistling and paying hypotheticals. He did it.
Now, Graham, he did own multiple white tigers.
I remember in The Hangover, he was in Las Vegas. He had the tigers there and Bradley Cooper woke up in the suite.
A very regal creature, that's how Bradley described them. I had three of them in my house. This is how it happened. I was in prison, and I was talking to one of my friends who I bought exotic cars from. He was saying a friend he knew owed him money, and he said, if he doesn't pay me any money, I'm going to take some of these cars and trade them in for some animals. I said, what kind of animals? Horses and stuff?
The accent is just strange. I've only realised now, it's nothing like Mike Tyson.
Do you not think so?
It's more like Arnold Schwarzenegger / Rocky Balboa.
The man sorted him out with cubs. He goes, so when I got out, I came home and I had two cubs. But what happened was, which was very interesting, was he had the tigers for 14 years and then he realised this is a bit cruel.
Yeah.
So he gave it to a zoo. Oh. And then someone asked Mike, I heard there was a story involving your neighbour getting her hand nearly, eaten off. And Mike said, oh no, what happened was she jumped over my fence and went into the cage, but I paid her off like nearly 200 grand. And I'm, Mike, this is suspicious now. I don't know if she jumped over the fence. I think the tiger
this
may...
is as mental as Joe Exotic.
Isn't it?
That's insane.
You and I should produce it.
We're doing it.
I'm willing to do no work.
The Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
That's a good song to do a bit of homework out to. It's Dua Lipa and Physical.
I'm out of breath.
You're after running. Where are you going?
I'm trying to get something for my news story. It's absolutely appalling.
Okay, it's 7:39. It's going to be a nice day today. Highs of 12 degrees. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first, I want to get through this quickly.
Rip it off.
If you don't know what this is, it's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand. They're dressed in cheap leather. And they each have a showbiz news story. I was struggling this morning. I couldn't find anything.
A lot of good stuff this morning.
In this newspaper.
A lot of good stuff
out
there.
So many boring stories out there.
I found some good ones.
This isn't a great story, but hopefully the clip that I got from the other computer outside will add a bit of magic to it.
Okay.
Ed Sheeran. The headline is Sheeran is the Ed Gardner at home.
Oh.
Singer Ed Sheeran is coping with the COVID-19 crisis by keeping chickens and growing his own organic veg. That is the story. Picture Ed Sheeran covered in tattoos, maybe tending to a cabbage patch.
Like the fella from GLS. That was the turkeys.
Yeah. And there's someone else.
Yeah, from...
Who? What boy band?
From Five.
From Five.
One of them from Five.
Also
and one of them
has
from
a
GLS.
Chicken.
It seems like something within the music industry, they just want to get out of the city, get out of all the meetings, the hustle and bustle of London, and just leave for the countryside and raise poultry.
They love poultry. And then I remembered, Graham, I think this is a decade old. Do you remember Ed Sheeran, an example, they were singing about Nando's.
Oh, yeah.
They did a Nando's song. So I have a little clip of it. I sincerely hope they don't swear, as I haven't had time to properly listen. So, Graham, be quick on your fingers.
I will.
If you notice a swear coming.
Freestyle like this when I freestyle on the beat about chicken. You know it's finger licking, and I'm going to pass it over to example. Now he's going to freestyle, and he's going to show you how he...
Chicken wings... Favorite things, and I love to sing. I say chicken. And if you give me them, I will eat them.
Okay.
Yo, I will eat chicken for free.
Stop. Stop.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay,
I did enough there. I provided enough material in that story to keep you entertained.
Just got rid of the swear words there.
Wow, they swear so much.
Love Island, back in 2018, it was a huge year. You had the likes of Josh and Wes. And also, you might remember, Jack Fowler came in near the end, but he came really close.
Robbie Fowler?
No, Jack Fowler. Tall, really good-looking guy. He became really close friends with Wes and Josh. Well, I can tell you that he is pursuing a career in music. But he says this is no flash in the pan. He's in it for the long haul because he has picked up a song that was originally written for Drake.
I'm telling you, it's a few days in the walk.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
So he says hundreds of writers write songs for Drake. They put them to him. He rejects 99% of them. And then all the rubbish rappers come and they pick them up and they try and make a go at it. The story gets even weirder. His manager, speaking of old boy bands, is Simon Webb from Blue.
Oh, I love Simon Webb.
Yeah, but the song became Jack's after it was picked up by his manager, ex-Blue star Simon Webb.
So Simon Webb is Jack Fowler's manager?
Yeah. And he says he looks up to artists like Drake, Justin Bieber, and even old school artists like Justin Timberlake. Well, Timberlake isn't old school right now, is he? Come on. Would you like to hear the song?
Yes, please.
It's called Back to Yours. It's not the worst.
I don't like it. I absolutely love it!
Do you actually?
No, I think it's very unmemorable, and he's heavily auto-tuned, so it could be anyone.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Come on now, it won't bite. Get close to the radio speaker. It's time for Gotta Get It Wrong. If you don't know the game, you come on and you get questions wrong in a minute.
And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a cool prize this week. You know, if you're struggling to find something to watch, we have a Now TV entertainment pass where you can watch the new season of Grey's Anatomy and old favourites like The Office. On top is Kira, currently with 14. But playing this morning is Sirica. Good morning.
Good morning, my coronavirus boyfriend.
Oh, thank you. We keeping you company.
We are, because I'm stuck at home with just the radio waking me up now in the morning instead of my alarm.
Oh.
So with the working from home, or as people saying, get into work.
What do you do, Sirica?
I'm actually working in the IFSC in an IT company.
Okay.
I love around that area. Gorgeous.
I know. Seven Wonders is the almost not.
Sirica, I want to say that your name, it's something I struggle with a lot. I never know if it's Sirica, Sorsha, Sirica. Can you just tell me?
Well, I prefer it like Erica with an S. So it's pronounced Erica with an S, but it's like Sirica. It's Irish for Sarah.
Sirica.
Yeah,
Sirica.
So pronounce it like Erica with an S, but it's Sirica. Like, it's Irish for Sarah, but it means like bright. Kind of thing, you know, the way Derica in Irish is dark.
Well, Nathan loves the Irish language. He knows it. He knows it. The back of his hand.
I just remembered that magic is Dreacht. Is that true?
It's Dreacht. Theater.
Right.
I don't know. Jesus, come here, lads. Bring me back to secondary school. What are you on about?
Well, I'm sorry, Sirica, I can understand how to speak Irish. Nathan gets offended when I actually pronounce words
Graham's
properly.
Graham's being very passive aggressive. I don't know if you've ever heard him.
Dreacht.
Have you ever heard Graham?
I know the Dreacht in Blanchetown Centre. Like.
Yeah, it's a little theatre there.
Yeah.
Sirica, have you heard?
No, it's not. It's Sirica.
What?
It's Sirica, Graham, get it right. Or Nathan.
Sorry.
It's Nathan.
That was Graham. Nathan. Graham, you bold boy. It's Sirica. Graham, try and say Thomas.
Thomas.
Me?
Why are you doing TH, you madman?
Thomas.
It annoys me so much.
Right, Sirica, let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. These are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. 14 to beat. Here we go.
What's the capital of Portugal?
Peru.
What noise does a rat make?
Meow.
What type of animal is Patrick in SpongeBob SquarePants?
A Starfish.
Name a Colin Farrell film.
Bend Like Beckham.
Name an Irish musician.
Drake.
Do your best Brian McFadden impression.
Ooh.
Name someone Katie Price has dated.
Boris Johnson.
What rhymes with mum?
Yum.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
How do you spell mum backwards?
Yum.
How do you spell Bob?
Why you? How do you spell? What have you done to me? That was like, what did you do? Hang up and ring again.
How do you spell dad backwards?
You know what?
Oh,
what?
She lost what? It. She lost it. She lost it. She was running through on goal.
What happened?
Her hamstring went and she fell.
God, no, that was bad. No.
We witnessed something special this morning.
I blame the two of you for putting me off with all those Irish words and everything. Jeez, too early in the morning.
And Paul Lath. And Paul Lath.
Sirica, you came on. You are a breath of fresh air. You are so warm. You're giggly. You're strong. You're courageous. You reminded me of someone.
Who?
You reminded me of a very, very young Mary McAleese.
Oh, wow.
Jesus, did you go away?
I'm upstanding.
Graham is standing right now and he's salivating.
Our former president.
Oh, and you're not going to believe it. You got 7.
17.
For God's sake.
No, 7.
Oh, right. Okay.
There has to be like some backdoor into this. It has to be like the GA.
Yeah.
So, come on, I'm from Cork. So we have to like figure out some backdoor rules.
Yeah, well, use the back door down there. Listen, Sirica, thank you so much for playing. You definitely come on in a couple of weeks. Let us know when you're listening, all right? Bye.
All right, see you.
Have a great day. See you.
What a game. All right, Kira stays on top with 14.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
We have to talk real. As I said a couple of minutes ago, this is Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. It's our name over the door, but it's all of our show. You listen every morning, it's your show too, so when we have to make a big decision, we want your input too.
Let's go to the very beginning here. I do a segment every Thursday. It airs at 9:35. It's called Downtown. It's when I hit the mean streets of Dublin and I spread lies about a certain topic. It keeps me in the job. It puts food on my table. It builds the roof on my apartment. And I've been having to play old classic Downtowns because of this pandemic. I can't go out onto the street. It's not safe for me anymore, Graham.
The public are happy.
What?
That they're not being conned anymore. They're always getting fooled. That's they're like, you got me. You got me.
What I've been doing, and I think it has proven to be quite successful, I go into the vault like this. I open the door. I then have to walk down these long stairs. Oh, it's such a drag. Why are they so long? I'm just strolling around with these heavy boots. Then I come across my different downtowns. I have them on sheets of paper. I'm thinking, which one is good? Which one is good? Then I find it. And I go back up the stairs, exhausted.
Yeah,
and
it's tough.
Working fine. Mm. Been doing that the last few weeks. We do have one problem. Producer Callum, I think he wiped a lot of my classic Downtown episodes on the hard drive. I can't find too many, so I don't know if we're going to continue with Downtown or not.
This is the problem. Do we keep playing classic ones? Because we need new content, Nathan. And the classic ones are great. You know I'm a huge fan of Downtown. We started this, 5 years ago?
I hate doing it. I hate going out onto the street. The level of rejection I receive, it really hurts my confidence.
But the result surely makes you happy.
Well, some episodes aren't great, but some...
You seem to be... I thought you would be trying to keep this, because we're putting it to a vote to bin it or keep it.
No, I'm saying I'm happy to play the old episodes.
Yeah.
I'm scared that you're going to tell me to go...
No.
Supermarkets.
You're not going out again until this is all over.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm happy playing old episodes then.
My issue is, we've all heard them before, And some of them were hearing them for the third time. Because sometimes it was raining and you just play an old one and try to pull the wool over my eyes.
Yeah, but Graham, I have to play Downtown on the show because it's my only segment that is mine.
Yeah.
And I think it keeps me in the job.
It does, yeah.
And I would worry that if we actually got rid of it, then the boss is going to say what?
Well, let's put it out there. Do we put it out to pasture or not? 087-711-1038.
What's the question?
Do we bin Downtown?
Oh, God.
Get rid of it altogether for the time being, stop playing classics, or do we keep it? 087-711-1038. We'll allow you to vote this morning on text, WhatsApp, or WhatsApp voice note. Bin it or keep it. That's all you have to say. And when we get the results, it'll determine what happens on tomorrow morning's show at 9:35.
Sad and scary time.
Yeah, I understand people like watching Friends, but does Downtown have the same appeal as Friends?
But Graham, my concern is this is my only segment, and I'm scared that if this goes,
what else?
Is it the Graham O'Toole show?
Well, some might say it already is.
What?
Producer Callum, he is producing us. You are accusing him of deleting all the files.
He has, yes.
He's producing us from home. He's been in contact.
It's slanderous. I did not delete all of your Downtowns. I just put them in the archive. If you want them, just come and ask me and I can go back 3 or 4 years and I can get all the classic ones when you didn't give up and just speak to random tourists.
How dare you give up?
He has a point. It has just become, we should rename it Nathan Talks to Tourists.
They're fascinating people.
On Grafton Street. The non-mean streets of the safest street in Dublin. Okay, but wait now, Nathan, could I have something for you here? Lauren, you have a suggestion for Nathan.
So, what if you just like dialed random numbers, phoned them and say, hi, I'm working on a story and I'm looking for some feedback. And then you can use it for Downtown.
See, this is a problem for Nathan because he's loving the fact that he doesn't have to do it and he can just play replays. So you're asking Nathan to actually go do work.
Pretty much, yeah.
Laura, what about the classic Downtowns? Have you been enjoying them?
I love Downtown. It's great.
Do you
like
really?
Yeah, but, I love it.
But you want some new material. We get that.
Absolutely.
But Lauren,
it's very easy to rehash.
No one is going to believe me if I'm calling, hey, how are you doing?
Wait, here we go.
I'm a journalist.
Hold
how are you
second.
Going on?
Lauren, let's pretend that Nathan's just after ringing you and Nathan is going to tell a lie.
Okay, so pretend. You need to answer the phone, Lauren.
I'm just letting it ring, you know, because I normally don't get it after the first couple of rings.
Okay, and it's a private number.
Oh, okay.
Will you answer with a private number? You have to for this to work.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. We'll play it here and then we'll see.
And
see
should I prank my friends or just random people?
Probably random people, yeah. Because I think your friends might know your voice. You've a very distinctive voice.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one word for it.
Okay. Oh, please don't laugh, Lauren. You're encouraging him. I'm sick and tired of hearing this. If you knew my voice before you asked me, oh, get into radio, Nathan.
I was stuck. No one else.
All right, Lauren, here we go.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hi, who's this?
Forget my name. You don't need to know that. I'm a journalist and I write for the Irish Times.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing an opinion piece. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Bertie Ahern was wandering Stephen's Green naked and he had 4 pet gerbils.
Is he an essential worker?
Yes. This is going brilliantly. Oh, well, thank you, Lauren. I have nothing else to say.
I don't know what to say.
I don't think anyone's really know what to say at the moment, Lauren. Lauren,
it's awkward.
Thanks you so much for your input.
Have a shower.
Joe, we're gonna have to try and make him do it, all right?
Oh, listen, thanks, guys.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Well, Lady Gaga and Stupid Love. Love that song. It's 8:35 on Fully Charged.
She's such a cool lady. She's organising a massive event. It's called One World Together at Home. It's going to be a live streamed and televised benefit concert in support of the World Health Organization's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. And the lineup is absolutely insane. You have Billie Eilish, Lizzo, J Balvin, Stevie Wonder, Paul McCartney, Alanis Morissette, Green Day, Coldplay.
It's virtual Band-Aid, baby.
And some of the hosts will be Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert. Oh,
that's going to be cool.
Oh, that's amazing. But during this strange time, we were kind of saying a few minutes ago, what are single people doing? Because they obviously can't go on dates because everyone has to stay at home. Mm. Are they still using apps like Tinder?
Yeah, because if you're single, use Tinder. Go on a couple of dates a week. You're chatting to a few people. No problem with that. But what happens now? Are you stopped from talking to these people because you're like, well, I can't meet them, so what's the point? We asked you what you're doing. Georgina says, I'm chatting to literally my perfect guy and it kills me that we can't meet. It's so difficult coming up with new things to talk about as I'm just lounging around in my PJs all day. I haven't worked this hard at anything in my life. Well, hopefully, Georgina, when this all ends, you'll get to meet this guy and who knows, could be your future husband.
Yeah, Chloe in Sword says, I was chatting to a guy on Tinder before this pandemic. I was getting on great, but he hasn't replied to me for nearly 2 weeks now. Maybe he has it. Maybe he has the coronavirus and he just isn't able to reply.
You never know. I feel like it is our job, Nathan, as the host of Fully Charged, to try and come up with something to help single people. Even if it's just one couple during these times of self-isolation, you're in quarantine, whatever is going on with you, I think we need to come up with an idea to try and help people out.
I don't know what we can do.
I don't know either.
Obviously, you can't go on dates. So,
and I don't know how we'd set people up. But I'm going to be bold and I'm going to give us a deadline of around this time tomorrow of having an idea each. And then we'll go at one of them and we'll try and sort a couple out. It could be two people already know each other and they just want to go on a date during these strange times, or it could be two completely random people.
How can you go on a date?
I don't know. I have no idea. But this is why I'm setting us the target. I know I've already set you the target of learning the Doja Cat rap. So it's a busy week for you.
When do I get time to just chill?
I don't know. Maybe between the hours of 11 and 6 in the morning. So tomorrow we're going to have something for single people. We're going to try and figure it out.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Yeah. You know what time it is. Oh, let's get ready to rumble.
And wash your hands for 20 seconds, please. Wash your hands. Stop the spread of COVID-19. Wash them when you don't think they need washing. Wash them again.
If you're bored, just wash your hands. Yeah. It kills a bit of time. 20 seconds to be exact. That is the time they want you to be washing your hands for. The government, scientists, presidents of Ireland, they've been saying to wash your hands to the song Happy Birthday.
We're saying yes, but to have a little bit more fun and to keep it a little bit competitive, Nathan and I each day pick a song each 20 seconds of said song and you choose which one is the better one to wash our hands to. We then go forward for the next 24 hours and we wash it to that song. Do you know what? I've on such a winning streak, I can't even remember what yesterday's song was.
I don't care.
I can't even remember.
That was in the past. It's 2-0.
I'm winning this week. I'm running away with this.
Graham, calm down. I've won the last 3 weeks, but I want you to begin. What's your song?
Do you know what I thought? I was picking it yesterday after the show.
I can't believe you chose it yesterday. It's not even a fresh song.
Yeah, I picked it yesterday and I go, will I go easy and, you know, keep a bit of competition for the week? Or will I play this absolute banger and just finish the week? All stop right. It in its tracks.
Let's hear it.
From 1999.
That's a bad year.
This song went to number one in the UK, number one in Scotland, number two in Ireland.
Number two.
Number one in Hungary. Number 36.
Will you play the song?
In Switzerland. This is the song that is going to win the week for me finally. Let's go!
baby.
Stop singing.
There's a pandemic
you
around.
Stop singing over the
I know
song.
It's not much. Just wash your hands.
How does it end? Did it end abruptly?
Ends by drying your hands.
You're cheating over there.
Come on.
Fine song. Look, I think we all enjoy a bit of Five. But we're living in a crazy time right now. And I really think we all need to come together and be one. My song was composed in 1909. It was written by Patter Kearney and Patrick Heaney. Get into it! Felt good to me. Come on now.
So do you want our national anthem? I see, I can't slam your song.
You can't slam the song.
I can't slam your song.
Don't you dare slam the song.
I can't and I won't. But what I will say is, vote for Five. If
no,
you love this country, you will vote for Five.
Don't
if you love this country, you'll vote for an English boy band.
Just say Ireland to 087-711-1038.
I cannot believe it's going to be so easy to win.
What are you talking about?
It's an open goal.
Oh, we've
five.
Already gotten Ireland
five
sent in right now.
Text or WhatsApp,
Ireland,
five.
Ireland, more Irelands, please.
087-711-1038. Gavin, Five or the Irish National Anthem?
Ireland all day.
Yes, let's be having you, Gav. Has to be Ireland.
The National Anthem on the radio, so why not?
I can't knock the National Anthem. Of course, I'm a proud Irishman.
I feel like you want to, though.
But I just feel like washing your hands, will you be singing Our Own Naveen?
Yes, you will.
Okay, perfect. Nathan, give us a rendition
Sorry?
There of Our Own Naveen.
You don't need to sing.
Nathan, just sing the version there for me and Gavin.
Shane a fall.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Thank
see you,
Gavin. Please stop calling or messaging us. Lines are now closed.
I'm going to say, I think today has been the busiest yet. Huge response from today's wash hand wars. But is it going to be 3-0? Is the week going to be finished? Or will Nathan keep it alive?
I'm going to reveal the winner by playing the song that has won this morning.
Who's it going to be?
I can tell you, the winner this morning is...
Easy win. I can't believe I used my Five against the National Anthem. Well, there we go. Lads, wash your hands for 20 seconds to Our Own Naveen, please. Stop the spread of COVID-19. Maybe Nathan's right. We need to come together at these times.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And that means... It is Nathan Knows Nothing time. Nathan, please close your screen.
Don't tell me what to do.
I can see your screen.
I'm looking at ice cream.
I can see your screen.
I want to read up about ice cream.
Screens closed, sheets away. This is Nathan Knows Nothing, the part of the week where I pick a random topic for Nathan to study. And if he gets 2 out of 3 right, I'll admit he knows something about the topic. Finished? Okay,
yes.
Sheets are away.
Are away. What do you have for me, big boy? Because let me tell you something. I love food. I'm obsessed with it. During these strange times, you will find me on my couch watching Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay, and from time to time, a little bit of Rick Stein.
This week's topic is ice cream.
I love ice cream. I love putting it on my mouth. In my mouth.
Question number one. The history of ice cream began in Persia.
Yes.
Around 500 BC. But what is the most popular Persian ice cream?
Didn't say that.
A. Spumoni. B. Kulfi. Or C. Bastani Sanati.
C. Bastani Sanati. I am the best around. Sorry, go on.
If you get this right, you win.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident. I think even if you ask me a question that I haven't studied, I can give it a good guess.
In Turkey, ice cream is often sold to beachgoers how? A. From drones. B. From the lifeguards. Or C. From small powerboats.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know this one. Are you shouting at your radio? Do you know the answer?
Is A, it B, easy? Or C?
I think that it's not drones, as I feel it's new technology and they're sticking to older methods. So it's lifeguards or boats.
B or C?
Get into your psyche. You gave me a question before where the answer was C. And I think you would think, oh, I'm not going to go with C because he went for C before. Gonna say the lifeguards do it, but the boats make no sense.
Oh. I'm gonna push you for an answer.
Right, I'm gonna go with the boats.
Yes. For a clean sweep, he's won the week already.
Was that C?
It was C.
Well, I knew you would think like that. How dare you?
I thought you said I wouldn't do C. In the United States, ice cream made with just cream, sugar, and flavoring is sometimes referred to as what? California style, New York style, or Philadelphia style?
Been to New York before. It's a lovely place. Do you have a hair in your eye, or are you having a stroke?
No, I closed my eyes, and then I looked at the light, and my eyes are really weird now.
You don't look well. Are you okay?
No. A, B, or C, California, New York, or Philadelphia?
And what were the ingredients?
Just cream, sugar, and flavouring.
New York, New York.
New, no.
That is Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, baby.
Damn it.
But look, it doesn't matter. Nathan knows nothing, but you know what? He knows something about ice cream.
I would love an ice cream right now.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I'm actually going to change the music.
Oh yeah, what are you thinking?
I was going to go for this, but I'm going to go for this. I haven't played this one in a long time.
We're speaking about aliens.
Not aliens. We're speaking about bunkers.
Oh yeah?
And the apocalypse. And specific bunkers in South Dakota in the US. They're the Vivos X Point bunkers. And demand for their service has increased by 500%.
Describe this bunker for me. Paint a picture, because I don't know too many bunkers.
So originally, these bunkers were built for military use on a former US Army base. And they were built to withstand over 500,000 pound blast and nuclear fallout.
I hate bunkers.
Why?
Because I'm very claustrophobic.
Yeah, I suppose.
And I just imagine a bunker to be tiny and very dark.
Well, this bunker has swimming pools, tennis courts, exercise spaces, cinemas, snooker tables. It's insane.
This
it is beautiful.
This sounds like Hugh Hefner's house.
Now, if you want in, increase has gone up by 500%. You might find it difficult to get in. It's only $60 a month, but you will have to share with 23 other people. So it's kind of like Big Brother in a way, where they put all these people in a house. You can't leave because if you're in there, you're kind of thinking, oh, nuclear war is going to happen, but I suppose people are worrying about the coronavirus.
So how much is it for me to go into this bunker? And will there be supervision, or is there just 23 people running wild?
I don't know. It doesn't say it does security, but I've looked into somewhere closer to home. And I think this might be more down your alley, okay?
Okay.
It's ran by the same people, Vivos. They must have the monopoly of the bunker game.
Vivos Las Vegas.
And it's called Vivos Europa. And it's in Germany. So it's not too far away from us here. It's the European Doomsday Bunker, they're calling it. It's located not underground, but inside a German mountain. Inside a mountain.
I don't know if I want that.
Okay, so you're not underground.
I'm scared of heights.
You're in a mountain.
How do I get there?
So it's located in a German mountain. It can withstand a nuclear blast. And if a plane crashed into the mountain, they wouldn't feel it. Up to 500 people it can hold.
Too many people.
No, it's not in one spot. They're all in separate five-star apartments. In the mountain, there's an aquarium, a zoo, a museum, 24-hour security. You like this?
I don't want there to be a zoo. I don't need to see animals in my bunker. I'm scared that the animals will leave the cage and start biting my leg.
You'll like this.
What will I like?
It's a gated community, it's called.
Yes.
Because you, of course, live in a community that has gates.
Big and gates.
I have to go to the concierge.
Yes, Malcolm.
To ask, can I come in to see my friend today? And he goes,
no.
No,
not
get out.
Signed in.
Get out. Do you know how much it'll cost you?
How much?
Interest you as well. Very wealthy man. $5 million.
Why would that interest me?
You have a lot of money.
How do I have $5 million?
$5 million. So there you go. If you're worried about what's going on right now and you want to go underground, $60 in America, but you'll have to share with a lot of people, or $5 million in a German mountain.
$60 a night?
A month. It's so cheap.
A month? Why is it so cheap?
I don't know.
How much is it?
Maybe they have a zoo as well. And
how much is it to stay in the zoo with the animals?
It's free.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.